I asked our pre-press team, how many hours a week do we spend mixing ink? And they responded back, probably at least 20 hours a week we spend mixing ink, because we mix ink for almost every job. And so I did the quick math on that. That's a fast ROI on this dispenser. Let's go ahead and buy one.
We've got a couple incredible partners that help us put this show on every single week. First up is Multicraft Daddy. If you go to Multicraft underscore Daddy on Instagram, send him a DM. You guys know the drill. Send him your email address. He is sending gifts out every single week. A lot of PMI tape and a bunch of other stuff that they have at Multicraft Screen Printing and Digital Supplies. They've been around for over 50 years helping out this industry grow. They've got top brands at competitive pricing. And if you mention the Printavo Pod and you're a first-time customer, you get an extra 10% off your first order. Stahls, if you are ready to take customer apparel to the next level, Stahls is a leader in heat printing solutions. Not only that, you use the code Hustler20, that gets you 20% off your next DTF transfer order. Stahls is there for equipment and transfers and support for your business. They've also got an incredible amount of events that they've been hosting around the country. Highly recommend participating in that. It's really cool to rub elbows with folks there and the people attending. And they're they're an incredible vendor in this space that help folks be able to continue to grow, whether you're an established brand or just starting out. Easy Way's monthly giveaway. It's still going on. Go to easyway.com/giveaway. They're giving away product credits worth $250 every single month. Drop in your info. Easy Way makes reclaiming screens a whole lot easier with their system chemicals and equipment. Don't miss that monthly giveaway. It's easyway.com/giveaway. Last but not least, GraphX Source. GraphX Source is a solution to help improve efficiency and reduce costs in your art department. To be honest, there isn't a shop now that's not using overseas help to be more efficient in your business. So many of our guests on here are doing that, and GraphX is a huge piece of that. They offer industry-leading outsourcing options and are truly a plug-and-play and a part of your team. They're plugging into Printavo or any other shop management system that you're using. If you're thinking about SEPs, mock-up, creative art, digitizing, back-office admin work, they've been around for 40-plus years. And they work with a lot of shops in our space. So check them out, and we'll jump on into this episode.
What's up, Print Hustlers? It is Steven from Campus Inc., and today we have Brett Bowden, as you all know, from Made Lab and Printed Threads. Today we are going to talk about a special event that is happening in Fort Worth, Texas. We're going to talk a little bit about AI, some of the things that are going to happen at the event, and it's going to be a really special day. So Brett, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steven.
How are you?
I'm great.
Brett, yesterday I saw on Instagram that you were color matching salsa. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I have a saying that it's no chips, no salsa, no party. And so that's, chips and salsa is a big deal to me. I think it's National Salsa Month. And that's important. It's important for everybody to know. It's an important thing for everyone to celebrate. And if we kind of point back to the years of starting All Made Apparel, when we were traveling to Haiti, back and forth the first time we went to Haiti, being there for a week with no chips and salsa was really hard. And then finally the last day, someone went and found some chips and salsa for us, but it was not a lot of options, if that makes sense. So the next couple of times I went down to Haiti, I brought a Pelican case with salsa jars in it and chips so that they wouldn't get crushed, and kind of started a whole thing about that. But yeah, so at some point, Ryan Moore asked all the All Made founders to come up with a quote. And my quote was no chips, no salsa, no party. And apparently the quote was supposed to be more serious and meaningful. So they didn't use it for its intended purpose. But I now have a bunch of like low ball tumblers that say no chips, no salsa, no party. So,
and one of your close friends now is the Renfros, right? Renfro salsa.
Yeah, that's right. And so as life would have, you know, the path of your life sometimes can be so fortuitous as to bump into someone that owns one of the biggest salsa companies in the country. And so right across the freeway from Printed Threads is Miss Renfro's salsa. And if you haven't seen it on the store shelves, you will now. You'll notice it because they're pretty much in every store in America and beyond. And in fact, I think they manufacture salsa for a lot of the other companies. But yeah, it's a great world to live in when you have people around you that make salsa. And I can't even remember when we made that video, but we had this series of videos at Printed Threads called Pantone matching videos, where we'd match all kinds of different things. We like from puppies to, I don't know, to all kinds of stuff. And my favorite was so my best friend from growing up, his name's Ben Garrett. He's a photographer, and he's done all kinds of crazy things, but he's usually the one that shoots stuff. And when his first baby was born, we color matched his baby. And then we actually printed his baby's face on did a really cool simulator process print of his baby's face on a t-shirt. So that's somewhere deep in the archives. But yeah, I think maybe a year or so ago, we color matched salsa. And of course, you always have to add some antic in that makes it look like you're eating the ink or something like that at the end. It kind of,
I think Dom might be the only one that really eats ink in our industry. But anyways, the things they do in Colorado are different than Fort Worth, Texas. Okay. So Brett, you guys, at Made Lab put on a ton of awesome events, education for the industry. You guys have a new event coming up, that I want to dive into. I'm going to just let you go and tell the world what's happening, because we should see everyone in Fort Worth, Texas, at the beginning of June. What do you got?
So June 12th, which I believe is a Friday, will be a beautiful day in Texas. June, July, and August are the best months to travel to Texas. Really beautiful weather. You know, but maybe it won't be so bad actually. But so we are having kind of an open house at the Made Lab facility. And if you haven't been to Made Laboratory, the actual facility, it's a really beautiful facility that we poured our heart and soul into. And it's where we do research and development on a daily basis. But for the sake of education and just having a good time, we wanted to open the doors up to have a big event. And so it would basically be an open house. It's full of state-of-the-art equipment. We have rock presses, and we have the newest Saudi laser. I think we're going to have two different Saudi lasers in there. So we'll have the small one and the big one to kind of for people to look at. We've got the Jet Black series from Blue Water. We have Tajima embroidery machines. We'll be having the DTF station machine provided by Grimco. Stahls will be there with all their heat presses and all their exciting stuff. Avient Inc., who's one of you know, our great sponsors at Made Lab, is installing their new ink dispenser over at Printed Threads, which I'm really excited about. We've got the Rock Impress.
Okay, keep going. We'll talk about Avient in a second, but yeah, keep going.
Heat transfer machine, and of course at Printed Threads, the doors will be open, and we've got five different presses. And anyways, so we'll be showing off great equipment. Brother DTG Hirsch will be there. But yeah, we'll be showing off all this great equipment. But also we want to have great education experiences throughout it. So we're going to set up live print demos, printing things that are unique and could be challenging, but showing great ways to print it, and doing that kind of education. We partner with Bella Canvas for our shirt blanks, and also A4 for performance blanks. So yeah, we'll have just a lot of really great people in the room, including also like GSF, which everybody loves, Frank, of course, making all of our screen print dreams come true with good good frames and mesh. And then PMI tape, we're probably going to have some sort of tape off. I don't know, some sort of crazy contest. You guys know that Kyle had some sort of victory with PMI and then handed over the victory to someone at Long Beach this past year. But we'll probably have some sort of fun activity or activations going on with that. And then I love to feed people. So we're going to have food and we're going to have drinks and we're going to hang out. And then our good friend Stephen Farag volunteered his services to help educate the masses.
So I will be there. I'm going to teach a couple of classes specifically on AI. That shouldn't be the reason that you come, although if that's why you want to come, it'll be amazing to see you. But it feels like this is like screen printers field day. Like, you know, the last Friday of school when you were in grade school and you'd be like, it's field day. And all the obstacle courses are set up. We should change it to Field Day. Just Ryan, we changed the name. We changed the name to Field Day. So talk to us a little bit. For those that don't know Made Lab, it is one of the coolest places. So think like later in Breaking Bad. You know, if I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now, and like the really good lab that they go into that like looks insane. That's how I think of Made Lab. How do you like? If you could kind of describe, Brett, and you can kind of go on the website and see what it's all about, but like, you know, it's this space that you all, you know, you guys rebuilt and developed. It's really close to Printed Threads, but maybe spend a couple minutes just talking about Made Lab and the lab itself, and what happens in there and the bright lights.
Well, it's interesting because like the newest Printed Threads facility, which is 6 years old now, just wild to think about. You know, we spent a lot of money making it the proper print shop, the really good lighting, clean, the walls are painted. You know, we just did everything that we could to make it look good, clean electrical drops and air drops and all that stuff that we really paid a lot of attention to the aesthetics of. And but when it came time to create Made Lab, the reason was, you know, Tom, one of our partners in Made Lab and who I started Made Lab with, is he had this pristine print shop in Sacramento called Motion Textiles, a beautiful print shop. And he did really, really high end stuff, like printed for the biggest brands in the world, doing crazy cool stuff. And he had sold his company. And while he was kind of figuring out what was next, he had taken a job with Bella Canvas as their decoration specialist. And then the pandemic happened and it was like, hey, well, we can't all get together at trade shows or anything like that. So like, how do we bring the industry together, feel a connection, create education, those types of things. And so he was flying to Fort Worth a lot to do these like videos, kind of education videos specifically for Bella Canvas. And we were having to shoot them in the middle of the night because we were running production all day long and we didn't have the capacity to stop presses and do that. Meanwhile, we had been in conversation with Sanmar for a long time because Sanmar really wanted a place to test their fabrics so that before their fabrics got built and are sewn together into t-shirts, they knew that the fabric was stable. Like, you know, of course some fabric's going to dye migrate, right? It has to still be printable. So like, is it within range of still being printable? Well, if it does dye migrate, or if we're going to put heat transfers on this fabric, will they stick? or when we apply heat to this fabric, will it change colors? Will it shrink? You know, can this fabric take embroidery? You know, like so they were kind of asking all these questions and it was like, you know, we can't really test for all those things in a production environment because like, we're moving as fast as we can in production. So we came up with the idea to build this lab. And so right across the alley from Printed Threads, there was this dilapidated building. And I walked Tom over there and I said, what if we just took over this building and we could use all the same resources as Printed Threads? Like, we don't have to have an extra shipping person. We don't have to buy another forklift, you know, those types of things. And he looked at the building and said, absolutely not, because this thing was in shambles. And if you go back to the very beginning of the Made Lab Instagram, you can see what the building looked like then versus how it looks now. So, but we just, you know, did a little more than put lipstick on a pig. We like gutted the place, completely cleaned it out, painted all the walls, painted the ceiling, put epoxy on the floors, ran all new electrical and plumbing and everything, and just kind of created like what a laboratory should be. And your Breaking Bad analogy is perfect. But it was like, it's like what, you know, a production environment, while like should be clean. And to be honest, like Printed Thread spends the first 15 minutes of every day cleaning. That's something that we picked up from Print Hustlers Fort Worth, the 2 second lean guy. Yeah, that was something I picked up from him. It's like, yeah, it should. And you think about like the messiest environment would be like a kitchen, right? Like a kitchen, you're making a mess all day long. But if you're constantly cleaning up after yourself, and a kitchen can't be dirty, there's, you know, food laws or whatever. And so your kitchen has to be clean. It's like, well, if a kitchen has to be clean all the time, why can't we be clean all the time? So Made Lab is an environment that is clean all the time, and as any laboratory should be.
I think what's really cool about Made Lab, and for those who haven't experienced it, it's just a really cool space that you walk into. Almost like, sort of feels like a museum sometimes, when you're just like, you have every piece of equipment, like all the big manufacturers have put their equipment in there that's like state of the art. So like the new Blue Water, I think DTF Station will have theirs in there. And you can literally like use the machine with those reps, see how it actually runs, and then actually like see the workflow. Like you guys have a rock oval in there, I think, right? Still. And so to see every step and to spend time with it, it's, you know, we've been to Long Beach and all the, you know, all that stuff, and they're fantastic. And I encourage everyone to go to them. And this is just more like just a hands-on day, I think, with everyone in a very like smaller kind of intimate environment, if you will. Talk to us a little bit about like who you expect to be there, what type of shops will be there, who have come in the past, what can people expect if they come. Yeah, talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I know there's a lot of people out there that have been to our events before, whether that be WB camp or any of the training classes that we've gone to. I would just encourage, like, it's a great place to go meet other print shops. It's a great place to just gain some general education. And then, you know, what can't happen at like a normal event like this is like, this is a facility that prints all the time, so that we can do crazy prints. If a screen breaks, we can make another screen really fast and reset up the job and do everything you would in a normal print shop. We can just kind of like set up some really cool stuff and show off a little bit.
What's really cool is you have Printed Threads next door, which is, you know, and I'm sure you guys will be running that day in some capacity, but like, Brett, you just bought the Rock Impress, and we're not seeing it in demo mode. You're going to actually be running jobs on there. Do you have the little pullers on there that pull the shirt? Like, is it the whole thing?
We don't have that right now. We were talking about maybe adding it on for the actual event.
Yeah. So Jared, if you're listening to this, you just need to give it to Brett.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the people that should be there, it should be like any print shop. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you should be there. If you are a quick flight away, you should go. And you know what? Like if we see a bunch of registrations come in from elsewhere, and people are staying into the weekend or whatever, we'll throw on a fun evening and go do some cool stuff based around that. I don't know. I just think that like we don't get out of our own shops enough. We don't go see what is out in the world enough. And I love it because I learn from all these shops coming in, because it's wild the amount of times someone has said to me like, well, how come you don't do this? And it's like, I never thought about that. So I love learning from all these other shops as well. And, you know, the goal is like, if you like put positivity out in the world, hopefully it reflects back onto you as well. And so the goal is like, if you put education out into the world, hopefully it reflects back on you, and we're all teaching each other how to be better. And if our industry can be better, then that's when we have the opportunity to like, if every print shop is printing at the level of Nike or better, or if the people that really want to are, then you can charge for that. Like, we're probably like Printed Threads is probably one of the most expensive print shops in Fort Worth, but like it's because we slow down, we focus on what we're doing, we make sure that every product that we deliver is the best product that we can deliver. And if everyone is doing that, I think that, you know, when you go to SeaWorld or wherever and you see some of the shirts that are printed and they're like, golly, people buy that stuff. Like, I don't want to be one of those shops. I want to be one of the shops that's like, wow, I'm proud to wear the shirt that I got from Flying Saucer because it looks so good.
So then, and I think the conversation, Brett, really goes into like, what is the next generation of printing? What is printing going to look like in the next 1, 5, 10 years? Because the word, like, you know, I was actually going back into some talks, like early print hustlers. We're talking like Chicago, that Bruce Plan, and like a college library-ish. Forgot to cater lunch or get microphones. The talk we, it was, I think it was like, Justin from Oklahoma and Justin from Barrelmaker, and we talked a lot about Zapier and like simple automations. And we're talking like 8 years ago. I was researching Zapier at the time. Was this brand new app? Bruce was really, really high on it. He's like, you guys have to be using this. He got me into it. Matt Marcotte was using it a ton. At the time, Zapier was this new tech company. And I believe at the time when we started using it, their company only did $20 million of revenue. And Zapier is now like a $1 billion company, one of the biggest in automation. And I feel like there is this new moment in time with AI and all of these tools and all of this automation where I think the printing industry is a little behind in technology. I'm just going to say it, that like there is a unique moment in time for us to get ahead, and like the decisions we make in the next couple of years will be like the same decisions we made 10 years ago at those Print Hustlers events, right? And so can we talk a little bit about like AI as far as like hardware, software? I think AI is like a really scary term for a lot of print shops, and our good friend Mark Cuban has even said the companies that are under attack will be like baby boomer small businesses. How are you guys thinking about like this event, integrating AI, talking about that, machines, all that stuff that's going on? Like what are the conversations between like you, Ryan, and Tom?
You know, what's interesting is we think about AI so topically, or I think a lot of people think about AI so topically. It's like, what can AI do in my business? Like, so generally like our AI can't print a t-shirt, right? And so then our head goes, so, oh, it's just AI is just for artwork and screw that, you know? But the reality is like communication is a huge problem in all of our companies. Communication is a huge problem. It's a huge problem in all of our lives, in our marriages, everything, right? And so figuring out ways that we can communicate better is super important. And all the information is in an email that we read and interpret and then have to explain to somebody else, for example. So like, why can't AI read that email and give the information to the people that it belongs to? Or one of the biggest pickups for me personally has been like, I'm reading an Excel spreadsheet and I'm comparing it to, comparing your P&L from this March to last March. Like, can I have AI analyze those and tell me what's different and tell me what the big swings are and all that stuff? And like that ends up being like a really fast thing for me instead of like spending an hour trying to figure out where the pickups are. So I think that there's all of these pieces that are very, very interesting. And then what is like, it's moving so fast, right? So we started with ChatGPT. Now we're at Claude. Claude is actually like helping people code and create all kinds of like software, or creating, I've heard of people creating their own CRM off of Claude and like these types of things. And so it's almost moving so fast that it's hard to keep up with unless you're like really heads in focusing on it, or you have someone on your team heads down focused on it. So being able to have those people that are really focusing in on it come and like talk about it so that we know where to keep up or what to be focusing on. Cause like without, you know, looking into information all the time, I would probably still be using ChatGPT and not understanding that there's better resources out there.
something that I struggle with, Brett, is like, I know I'm supposed to use AI. And I guess I heard this saying the other day that says, if you don't think you're behind in AI, then you're doing something wrong. Cause like, we're all behind in it. Right. The biggest thing for me is like AI adoption. And my biggest struggle at the beginning of the year was how do I can be like the circus rodeo clown using AI in my shop and trying to use it and getting people, but how do I actually create a safe environment for my employees to get the AI bug, if that makes sense? Because if I'm the only one doing it in my shop, that's not effective. It needs to sort of be this like culture shift. I'm curious, like at Printed Threads, do you struggle with this at all? Of how do I get more people bought into it?
Very fortunately, we do not struggle with that, because the reality is like there's so much tedious, busy work and entry and all that stuff that happens in our business, because everything that we make, every product or every order that we get is completely 100% custom, right? So it's like, what is the brand of the shirt? What is the product model of the shirt? Product number of the shirt? What is the color of the shirt? What is that shirt made of? Those are that's already four variables, and we haven't even talked about the print, right? So now we're talking about, okay, this is what the artwork looks like. It's this many colors. We're printing it in Plastisol. Not only are we putting it in Plastisol because it has halftones, it has to be on this mesh count. And, you know, there's so much data there. We haven't even gotten to the press. We don't know how we're going to set up on the press. And we already have 10 variables. It's crazy. But if we can have like AI automation, like help make those decisions for us, that takes a huge weight off of our shoulders. Like, and just the processing of thoughts and the communication of those thoughts to other people. So I think that if we can solve some of those problems, it makes a lot of life, like a lot of people's lives, a whole lot better and a whole lot easier. I think where we struggle with any kind of adoption would be like when it comes to artwork or something like that, which we believe is the craft, and we are artisans, and we need to make sure that we don't, like, you know, harm the craft too much. But it's like, can we use it for ideas? Yeah. I mean, we've bit ourselves in the, what do you call it? What's that phrase? Bit ourselves in the butt or something. I don't know. That's not a good phrase, but, we've done ourselves a disservice before and like put in a bunch of ideas into, you know, AI, and it created some artwork that like would be impossible to reproduce as a screen print. And so you have to be really careful about that. But at the same time, if it's like production art where you're like, hey, I just need this football helmet with all these names. I mean, no veteran artist wants to do that kind of artwork anyway. You know, so I think when you just show, it's going to make people's lives easier and not, I think the scare, right, is it takes over the world and starts shooting missiles across.
And I think the other scare is, will this replace my job, right? Will I become obsolete? Last week we were designing something for College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, and one of our artists made a killer piece of art, but it was like way too many colors. We're going to have to contract print it. And, you know, we took it and put it into the new 2.0 on ChatGPT and said, could you help us reduce this to a 4-color? And it actually spit out what the separations would look like in a 4-color. And it's not like he, you know, he's like, okay, you know, I see that now. Took that, went back into Illustrator, was able to reduce his art. And it was just like, if you had to take an 8-color and turn it into a 4-color, how much work would that take you to do to just go and sit and click and reduce and subtract? And it's like, wait, this just gave like an X-ray. And now that artist is like, oh, okay, I can rip this down to 4 colors. So it's like, there's so many different things. I think though, in our industry, when people think about AI, as in like artificial intelligence, not Adobe Illustrator, they immediately go to AI art. And I think, so at Make Ready, I'm going to be teaching 2 classes. The first one is on employee adoption outside of art. So it's like, how do we actually get our employees to be using AI as a task manager? And like for their everyday tasks, we did a 20-day AI sprint where every employee had a different challenge every single day. And so we'll be sharing, you know, things like that. And then part two is we're actually going to vibe code an app together. Because there are so many little things in our shop, and I'm not doing this to say build the next Printavo, because Printavo is like the our chassis, right? That's what runs our entire back end. But it's like, how do you build something in the screen room to help count and organize screens? Or how do we make something for quick supply reordering because you need to make sure your toilet paper doesn't run out? We always say, like, are we going to run out of toilet paper? Let's make sure our system is strong enough to support our toilet paper, because we don't want to run out of that. And so I'm you know, and I guess, Brett, have you ever like pondered, because you guys built your own system, right, on FileMaker back in the day. Have you thought about like, what are little tools that I could build at Printed Threads that would help employees out? These are just like two that I came up with.
Yeah, totally. I in fact, like, we make changes to our software like weekly, and because our, you know, our business changes, like even this, the adoption of transfers, right? Like, that wasn't when we built our software, that wasn't a thing, you know, and now we are doing heat transfers all day long every day. And so like, how do we get those? How do we make sure those are getting ordered? How do we make sure they're being received on time? You know, how do we automate that? Who do we order them from? You know, those types of things. But, you know, you think about like inventory, as you mentioned, is a huge one. Like, we have all of these products that we order, and that one's gone now. Like, if we don't have some sort of automation for that, we don't even know what's gone, right? Like, and so being able to kind of go through our inventory and be able to check a box and say, like, reorder, or we have enough, you know, through every inventory items once a week, we're going to run out of stuff and we're not even going to know what we don't have. So being able to have those kinds of automations, and then it's like, oh, it's already in the cart, click, and it's bought, you know, like, I'm all for that stuff all day long, because it just makes all of our lives better. And I do think that those are the things that are not being understood as what AI can do to help a business.
Yeah. And I think, like, we, you know, we live in spreadsheets, we're in task managers, we're on these different tools. And it's like, you can now, if everyone has a G Suite account, I'm going to do it through G Suite Business, where we're all just going to like build something together. Because the goal of that, you know, conversation we have is that you can go back to your shop and actually get the bug and start building. And, you know, believe it or not, like, Matt Marcotte, Screenprint GPT, he caught the bug really early, and now he's like drunk on the bug. And this, the random tools and stuff he's made are fascinating. So like, my goal is that every single person in the room can leave being like, wait, I can actually build now. I can build these problems that I've had for years. I can actually try and solve. And I think that's the biggest unlock. I guess, Brett, our employee, is this for shop owners only? Can shops bring their employees? Is there a cost to it?
No, it's everybody should come. If you're interested in screen printing, you should come. If you're a shop production manager, you should come. If you're a operations manager, you should come. If you're a customer service rep, you should come. Like, it's for all people that work in a print shop should come. And but of course, owners should be here as well, because you might see something that should be the next thing that you bring in. And that's been, you know, for us as a shop, we've tried to automate everything that we possibly could at Printed Threads. And I had thought that I had gotten to the point where everything was automated that could be automated. And at Long Beach this year, I was like, you know what? Like, I asked our pre-press team, how many hours a week do we spend mixing ink? And they responded back, probably at least 20 hours a week we spend mixing ink, because we mix ink for almost every job. And so I did the quick math on that. That's a fast ROI on this dispenser. Let's go ahead and buy one, you know? And so being able to come in and see like how things can improve your life or improve your business, I think is really important for people. But the cost of this event is 100% free. You know, all of the great sponsors of the event, all the manufacturers and suppliers of the event are helping cover the cost of that, covering the cost of food for you to come out and eat, covering the cost of the drinks for you to come out and drink and have a good time. And we just want everyone to be there to meet each other, to have a good time, to learn some stuff, to see some great equipment, to meet the manufacturers. Like, that there's some of my, some just really great friends I've made from this industry, from meeting people at events like this, and even the manufacturers that have helped us become a great business because we've met them and they've invested into us.
And it's crazy how, I mean, we probably beat a dead horse with this, but like at Fabric, we have 75 shops in a Slack channel, and the questions that are coming up, like Brett, you probably know everything about our industry, but even you last week posed a question and you got an answer right away. And it's like, oh, okay. Like this is a nice small, like, you know, small in-person community that you're going to be able to, you know, see in real life. And I think that's like, I think that's one of the most special things is like the friends you make, the connections you make, you leave feeling enriched and motivated. And that's the challenge. Like Bruce and I have been talking on the podcast is like, you have to get out of your shop. You have to get out of your shop. And a weekend in Fort Worth is pretty cool. Do you have any, if you could be on the Visitors Bureau for a second, maybe tout what Fort Worth has to offer.
I practically am on the Visitors Bureau.
Okay, you are the Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, Fort Worth is a really cool town. And the Wild West, I feel like, is having a moment right now where, you know, we have all these great TV shows that are shot right here in Fort Worth, like Landman and Lioness and just anything that Taylor Sheridan does. But the Stockyards are Fort Worth's Disneyland. It's like all Western bars, saloons, if you will. And the city actually pays cowboys to dress up like 1800s cowboys. And they have a cattle drive twice a day and all this kind of fun, interesting stuff. But, you know, we have world-class museums. We have like a number one ranked zoo. It's just a really cool town. And a lot of the stuff around town that all these attractions like have a lot of free opportunities. We have this, you know, probably a bunch of you guys have been to the Fort Worth Convention Center a million times for different trade shows and whatnot. Right outside the convention center, which is, you know, less than a mile from Made Lab and Printed Threads, is this Water Gardens complex. Have you ever been there, Steven? It's insane. It's the coolest, like, it's just this crazy water, all these waterfall structures and all this stuff. They're just incredibly beautiful, but there's a lot to do here. I think we are, if we haven't been ranked it, we're about to be ranked the number 10 biggest city in the country, which is pretty wild. There's a lot of people here.
Did a quick Google search, and I think the championship rodeo will be there that weekend.
Really?
And I went to my first rodeo in Fort Worth several years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a cool weekend. And I think, you know, when people come to this for the first time, they might be like, I don't know anyone or whatever. Bring your partner, bring your kids, you know, stay for the weekend in Fort Worth. Come on down to Made Lab for, you know, for the day. It's a really, really, really special place, and it's going to be a super, super exciting day. And Brett, thank you and Ryan and Tom for putting this on. It is a labor of love to do this with not a crazy ROI. This isn't a get rich quick of any sorts. You guys pour a ton of energy into it, and anyone who's been to an event that Brett and the team puts on knows that it's pretty first class. Like the Printed Threads main foyer is like set up like an auditorium. You guys host events there. I'm sure there'll be some cool food in the alleyway. It's going to be a really, really cool day. Anything anyone else should know about it, or any last words?
Yeah, just go to madelab.io, click on events, and you'll see all the information about it. In fact, we have a hotel deal, so if you come in, it's a super nice new hotel right down the street in a cool part of town. I think it's $179 a night or something like that to stay in a super nice hotel. Check it out. Email us if you have any questions. We'd be happy to answer them for you. And we just hope to see you guys there and hang out and have a good time. Remember, it's free. Why not go eat lunch there? You know, I would.
All right, Brett, thanks so much. We'll see you, Print Hustlers, at Make Ready on June 12th. Book your hotels, book your flights. It's going to be an awesome, awesome day. And Brett, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks. We'll see you later.
Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully that was informative. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to hit the bell for notifications if you enjoyed this video. If you enjoy all the stuff we're putting out, it's really helpful. We love to just be able to see it. That means that we're doing a good job. To subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, and hit the like button. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.